Okay. I'm going to look at these questions for a sec, so give me a minute. And if brothers have... Okay, so let me answer these couple questions that have come across. You said colorless scent. Does deodorant count? Yes, deodorant. You cannot wear deodorant if it has scent. Anything with a scent cannot be worn in a state of ihram. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so the question is that as far as the restriction of scent is concerned, it's mustahab to put scent on at the time that you're putting the ihram on. Remember, because you're not in a state of ihram yet when you're putting the clothing of ihram on. So you can put uncolored scent on your body at that time. Then what you'll do is you'll put on your clothing of ihram. Let's say you take a shower, you take a ghusl, put on scent, put on the clothing of ihram, pray the two rakah, make the talbiyah. Once you make the talbiyah, no more scent. Yes. Deodorant, no, you cannot put on deodorant. You can put it on beforehand. Yes, you can put it on beforehand, but once you're in the ihram, you can no longer put on deodorant. That deodorant's not going to last anyway, so just remember that. All right. So what kind of sandals do you recommend? Here, I'll give you the $150 sandal recommendation. Look, basically the issue about the sandals is this. You're going to lose your sandals, and you're going to lose three or four pairs of sandals. So you don't want to go on the internet and get the latest and greatest air cushion sandal, because it's just going to get lost anyway. And even if it doesn't get lost, you're going to spend your whole prayer thinking about whether your sandals are getting lost. So what was the benefit? What you do is you go and you buy the 5 rial chappal from outside of the masjid, and you just wear those sandals and just be comfortable and happy with those. All right, that's the easiest way. Because it's low maintenance, it's easily replaceable, it's disposable. So that's really what my recommendation is concerning sandals. Now, there is one exception, and that is that there is some walking involved during the Hajj itself. In which case, you want to keep one good pair of sandals. What I mean by walking is, for example, going to the Jamarat, or walking from Mina to do Tawaf Ziyarah back to the Kaaba. That's a good like 2 mile walk, mile and a half walk. So if you're going to do that, you might want to have some comfortable sandals at that time. But for the most part, it's really tough to keep your sandals in check. It's hard. You can hide them anywhere you want. Somebody else manages to think that they're theirs, and they get lost. So I would be relatively lax about what type of sandals you wear. The key thing is that the central bone over the foot, which is the area that the shoelace runs over, that whole surface has to be uncovered. Okay, if you're going to Hajj with your parents and they are paying for your Hajj, does your Hajj count as your Fard Hajj? Yes, if you're an adult. If there's an adult and your parents pay for the Hajj and you go, it counts. Okay, and the rest of... Okay, here's another one. Where can we find halal and fragrance-free toothpaste, soap, and shampoo? So this is for when you're in a state of ihram. You can find these in most stores because there are many people who have allergies and these types of things to scent, so these are always available. As far as halal is concerned, well, as soap is pretty straightforward because it's almost every soap is halal. That's a separate fiqh issue I don't want to get into. Same with shampoo. As far as toothpaste is concerned, you should be able to find it, inshallah, because most brands offer some sort of scent-free toothpaste. If not, you can simply use a miswak for those few days. Are we allowed to use fragrant-free toothpaste in a state of ihram? Yes, you can.